to moments of inspiration perfecting the saints right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, and all of his hosts, and thank you, near and far, for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration Perfecting the Saints with your host, Apostle Kenny Townsend, and my beautiful wife of just about 40 years, none other than in the person of...
Amen, Lady Mildred Townsend.
And as always, we come to you in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, that is, Jesus the Christ. And we're delightful to come into your places of confinement, your hospital rooms, wherever you might be under the sound of our voice, letting you know that, listen, you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in Yahuwah, faith in his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. And I'm here to tell you that everything not going to be all right, it is all right.
Mm.
So on that note, I'm going to ask my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred, to share a scripture, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace. Listen, whatever your prayer request is on today, know this one thing. While you're looking for God up in heaven to perform the miracles, I want you to look in the mirror. The miracle is right there.
Oh, yes. Woo.
You see, you've been dumbing down in your faith for too long. You've been made to feel that you have to be subservient to some other individual, some other man, or some other woman. But the kingdom of Yahushua HaMashiach is within you, beloved. If you are a believer, that's right, you call yourself a son or daughter of the Most High, the very essence of who the Creator designed for you to be, especially if you decree and declare you have been born again of the water and the Spirit, the kingdom is within you. So on that note, I'm going to ask Lady Town to share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse, it reads as this: keep thy tongue from evil and the lips from speaking guile. Mm-hmm. 14 say, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. We just thank you, Heavenly Father. Another Saturday, you blessed us to be here. We're just so grateful and thankful. Amen. For all the things that you have done, all the things you're going to do. And I'm just excited to be a partaker of that. Just so excited. And on the behalf of those out there that's standing in the need of a Savior, amen. For once, praying for them that they can give their heart and their whole life, surrender all to you, Heavenly Father, to you, Yahuwah. We just thank you today. We just bless your holy name today. We know that there's none like you up, and we just bless you. There's nothing we could do that we can be just give us more excitement than to bless you. And not just today, but on a daily basis as we seek your face, as we seek to go higher in the things of you. Oh, it's just a privilege and an honor to be a partaker in that. And I just love you. And when we found out the whole truth of who you truly is, amen. Glory to God. We thank you for being, hallelujah, who you are. We thank you, Yahuwah. We thank you for the son, Yahusha. We just thank you for knowing that there's none like you nowhere. Amen. Many are imitating you, but they can't duplicate the real, the original. And we thank you. We thank you. And we honor you. Bless those today that need you. Bless those today that want to get closer to you. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach of Nazareth. Thank you. Amen.
Well, again, we just thank you to all of our brothers and sisters out there, especially to my brothers and sisters that might be incarcerated under the sound of our voice. I want to let you know that you are not forgotten. I want to let you know that, yes, the Lord has a special place in his heart for you as well. And we're believing, for those of you that might be unjustly incarcerated, that the Lord will vindicate you very soon. We believe that everything happens for a reason. And just because it happened to you doesn't mean it was for your destruction.
Come on now.
Sometimes the Lord allows things to happen in our lives to preserve us.
Mm.
That's right. That's right. Because you are that chosen one from birth. The enemy sought to destroy your life. But you know what? Yahuwah preserved you by allowing you to go into incarceration so that you can sit back. And I know it gets rough up in there. I know how it is. I was a correctional officer at the Mississippi State Penitentiary for 11 years. I was a correctional supervisor. I was a lieutenant up there. So I do understand the mishaps that happen. Yes, I've seen the corruption with correctional officers. That
in death row, too, right?
Yeah, I was over death row. I was over 200 inmates that were destined to die. And many times God gave me favor right inside. Yahuwah gave me favor right inside that penitentiary. Never once was I assaulted. Never once was I accosted by any inmates or anything. As a matter of fact, Yahuwah gave me favor with them. And there was never a riot jumped off. If there was a riot about to jump off, the Lord made me the liaison where I could talk to the gang leaders and I could talk to the various heads and to help them to come to a resolve that would cause my shift to just be a peaceful shift. As I told them all the time, you can't change that penitentiary. There was corruption before you got in there. There's going to be corruption after you leave. They are there all day and all night. You're only there for 8 to 12 hours. So there's many things you can't change. But one thing I did tell them while I was in there, I said, I'm here to do a job, and I'm going to do that job effectively. And here's one thing I can tell you. If you don't compromise your word, because your word is your bond, if you stand on that word and you tell one of the inmates or convicts that you're going to do something, you need to execute that with all diligence. And that's what earned me the reputation of being a person of integrity within the infrastructure of that penal institution. So, but again, we just want to let you know to our other brothers and sisters out there that might be going through some trying times as well, that Yahuwah has not forgotten about you.
That's right.
Can I tell you the real problem? You've forgotten who you are.
Come on now.
That's the problem. You have forgotten who you are. And when you diligently begin to awake and remember that the kingdom of Yahuwah and his son, Yahusha HaMashiach, is within you.
Yes.
If you're born again, you're born of the water and the spirit. You've repented. Okay, I'm not just talking about giving the preacher your hand. I'm not just talking about being a candidate for baptism. I'm not talking about your Christian experience. I'm talking about not being a sellout, but sold out.
Woo! Yes.
To the things of the Most High. When you've declared and decreed within the confines of your mind that you're going to be sold out to the things, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. You see, for one thing, this thing about salvation has become so distorted. It has become so watered down. It's become so polluted until we are actually thinking like we are Hollywood celebrities these days. Yahusha said, watch this. He said, you will be hated.
Come on now.
Of all nations for my name's sake. Think about that for a moment. He never said you would be celebrated. And yet we have taken the things of Yahusha HaMashiach, and we're now thinking that we're now going from overlooked to overbooked. But did not Yahusha said, a prophet is not without honor except among his own people? Mm-hmm. Listen, if everybody's eating up everything you say and say, come on, pastor, and this, that, and other, are you really preaching the word of Yahuwah?
Come on.
Are you really sharing with them the doctrine of Yahusha HaMashiach? Because when you do, it's going to be a horse of a different color.
Come on.
Lady Townsend had caused him to fall out with the scribes and Pharisees of his day.
You better believe it.
And make no mistake, we still have scribes and Pharisees of today that are trying to implement and impart things on the people that are not even interpreted right, that have not been interpreted or translated right. And so we've still got people trying to think that they can buy their way into heaven, think that they can pay their way into heaven. And no such thing is meant to be. What do you think?
Hey, man, there's no way we can pay ourselves into heaven. We have to be obedient to the call of God. Amen. To his will. And we all seek to be in his perfect will, because many times, you know, you can be in the permissive will.
Uh-huh.
But that can cost you. But the perfect will of God. Amen. That's what the will of God that you want to be in.
I know that's the will that I have to be in, because there is a way
that seems right.
That seems right.
All right.
Unto man.
Come on now.
But the end thereof is death. And so watch this. Just because you're walking around with a Roman collar, or you're walking around with Roman Catholicism garb, as though, you know, this signifies who we are in the body of Christ. You've got your apostles' gear on. That doesn't signify anything. As a matter of fact, I'll tell anybody like this. If you renounce Roman Catholicism, then you would. There's no such thing for the true men or the true apostles of the Lord Yahushua HaMashiach with any type of what they call it, raglia.
Preach.
Or any such thing as that, because that is duly Roman Catholicism. All of the collared shirts that you're wearing, those are Roman Catholicism. And so Yahushua said it this way through the word, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Think about that for a moment. Think about that. Can a woman call herself a godly woman yet wearing the attire of a prostitute? Huh? Can she get out here in some Daisy Dukes and say, see, I know I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost? Does not the attire associate her with the lifestyle of that type of lewd woman?
Well,
So the same thing applies today, my brothers and sisters. Because of our ignorance, we just thought that we can get in where we fit in at. But I'm here to tell you, everything that you see, you need to do some research on it and find out, why am I wearing this Roman collar? Well, this is a minister's collar, man of God. Is it? Who did you first see wear it? You didn't see it in the motherland.
Come on.
You didn't see it over in Palestine. You didn't see it in Jerusalem. Where did you first see it? You saw it in this Western civilization that we live in. But unbeknown to you, and I'm speaking to the African-American listeners right now, that most of what we learned from our colonizers.
Come on, preacher.
Everything that we learned, that's why we went to their schools of divinity. That's why we went to their collegiate universities, because we wanted to learn what they said we could learn. But here's one thing I have to help you to understand. When it comes to translations and misunderstandings and things of that nature, you can misinterpret the word. You can mistranslate the word, but you can't mistranslate the spirit.
Come on, come on, come on now.
You can never mistranslate that.
Woo.
Does not the scripture says that when he, the comforter, which is the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead you into all truth and righteousness.
Yes.
And so once I learned in my early years that when I first put on that Roman collar, they said, no, man of God, that's a clergy collar. Who said it was a clergy collar? Who gave it that definition? You first saw it in Roman Catholicism.
Come on, preacher.
That's where you first saw it at. You first saw all of this stuff, the red and white clothing that you wear as an apostle in Roman Catholicism. And so when I got ready to be consecrated to the office of apostle, I told them, the Holy Spirit told me, don't wear that, because that is not me. As a matter of fact, when we go, well, man of God, you don't understand. See, the red symbolizes this, and where is that in the scriptures? It's not in there. Yahushua did not consecrate any of his apostles in that like manner. And so, therefore, I refused also to be consecrated in that like manner. As a matter of fact, I believe Yahushua breathed on them and told them to be consecrated by receiving the Ruach HaKodesh. And so you see how far we've strayed away from the truth as to what the master wants us to understand. But the awakening has occurred. The awakening is now taking place. And people are coming back to the realization that we want to serve the Creator in truth and righteousness. Yahushua said it this way, Lady Townsend, they that worship me must worship me how?
In spirit and in truth.
Not in robes, not in attires, not in clergy attire. They must worship me in spirit and in truth. Now watch this. Putting on a Roman collar does not cause a demon to recognize you. Putting on some apostle red and white clothes does not stop a demon from disobeying you. As a matter of fact, they recognize authority.
Mm.
And that's the reason what we're going to share with you today, that when your life is sold out to the things of the Most High, the works that you do will speak for you. When you understand that the kingdom is within you, even if the Lord calls you home this very moment, it has been well noted and documented how your life pleased the Most High. Ladies, how's anybody you want to give a shout out to while we?
No, we basically, we just want to, I know we, on this time, we've been on there a couple of months. Some of the audience that we had before, we don't know if they're really still there, but nevertheless, we just want to just gratefully say God bless you. Well, that, you know, that you would just seek to know him more and more each day, because we are in the end times, and we are where, you know, there's an awakening for those that are seeking him. Because if you're truly seeking him, you will find out, you know, that you want everything that he wants for you.
Right.
Amen. And you'll have a desire to go higher in the things of him. You just don't want the same old, amen, but you want to know more. He said to seek him while it's, you know, it's near. And why is he near? Because many times, you know, there's going to come a time when you're going to want to seek him and can't, because you're not going to be, you know, in that position. But nevertheless, while now the blood is running warm in your veins, you should have that holy desire to seek him.
Amen. And that's what our desire is to pass on to you. Listen, as gifted as the Lord has caused me to be in sharing the word and breaking it down and being an teacher, instructor of the sacred scriptures and scrolls, look, you need to look to the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
Are you hearing me on today?
Amen.
You need to look. Listen, he didn't say your pastor would lead you into all truth, Spirit. Now, he will use people, but watch this. He will use somebody other than pastor to help lead us too. The question is, we've put a monopoly on things, and we've traditionalized things until we don't really have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. We only have an ear to hear what people are saying. And this is why we have gone astray. This is how our colonizers took advantage of us, because we didn't have an ear to hear. Everything that we learned it through their philosophy, through their theology, if you will. And because we learned their theology, then we haven't had a chance to sit back and dissect things. I mean, we're living in an age now, and this is sad, and I'm not poking the bear here. But if we've got to go to Google to get a sermon, then we really ain't called.
You ain't called. Tell the truth.
If I got to go to Google to get a sermon, and the word says that the Holy Spirit would lead me and guide me, well, Pastor, that's just it. He led me to Google. Well, when there was no Google, where did he lead you to?
Mm-hmm.
You know where he led you to? Quality time before the Lord, praying, fasting, seeking, because that's what the apostles did. They prayed. They sought the counsel of the Lord. As a matter of fact, he came to them through dreams and visions. Are we still being led by the Lord through dreams? Well, no, Pastor, we got the word now. They had the word too. There was no New Testament written back in their day, remember? There was no New Testament back in the times of the apostles. They had the Old Testament scriptures, the sacred scrolls. They had the word too, but they were moved by the Spirit. Are we being moved by the Spirit today, or are we moved by traditionalism?
Preach.
Are we moved by the Sunday morning stick-up system that is being implemented within the confines of the body of Christ? As a matter of fact, are we teaching people, as Yahushua said, the works that I do, you shall do also? No, we've monopolized it. We've made it trivia now that if you pay all your tithes and offering, then, you know, you'll be standing in good stead. And so the curse, you'll be, the devourer will be, what's the word? The devourer will be rebuked for your cause. Look, when Yahushua said it is finished, he was rebuked right then.
Woo, yes.
When Yahushua said it was finished on that stake, it wasn't a cross, it was a tree.
Tree.
You see, when we don't get the proper understanding of the scriptures, this is how things can become misinterpreted. And Roman Catholicism played a very integral part in the restructurizing of the sacred scrolls. Why do you think it says in the Old Testament, cursed is every man that hangs on a tree? Why do you think the KKK used that very scriptures when they infiltrated the society of African Americans and hung them on trees? Because they considered us accursed people. So now your understanding is starting to open. But what we want you to understand is that, listen, even their works have not gone unseen.
Come on now.
By the Most High. For he sits high and looks low.
Yes.
But here's the thing that's going to blow your mind. You see, we, the same black African-American people that are saying, why do they hate us so? Why are they so angry and animosity against us? Don't forget, when you open that Bible, it is talking about black people right from the very start.
My.
It is talking about black people.
Sure is.
Listen. Satan brought sin down to this earth. The revolt in heaven started up there.
Mm.
And the Most High Yahuwah swiftly dealt with it. See, your work's going to speak for you. You can put on a show in front of other people.
My.
But your works are going to speak for you. Why else did Yahusha said, I beheld Ha-Satan fall as lightning?
Come on.
Because the Lord is not going to, the Creator is not going to stand for us to operate in a way that is not pleasing to him. And for those of us that truly have made him the benefactor of our lives, this is where conviction comes in at. There is no way you can continue to live a sinful life and say that you are in Christ or HaMashiach, which is the Messiah. You cannot do that. You can't fornicate. You can't adulterate. You can't still smoke dope and still drink alcohol and saying that you are in Christ. No, you're not. Well, Pastor, it takes some time. No, it takes time to repent. Like Yahusha told the woman that was caught in adultery. He said, go and sin no more. He didn't tell her it's going to take time to come out of sin.
Come on now.
He didn't tell her that. He didn't say, well, you know what? Just if you go and commit adultery again, just pray to the Father in my name and he'll forget. No. When we willfully sin, there is no more repentance. And that's what's not being taught to you today. As I told you before, if I come up to you and slap your face and said, please forgive me, I don't know what come up over me. Many of you out there say, well, but Apostle, I don't think I'm going to let you get away with it the first time because I'm going to nip that in the bud right away. Well, see, that's the difference in man and Yahusha's grace. Peter deserted him, but he didn't turn his back on Peter.
Come on now.
Because he knew the work and the assignment that he had for Peter's life. Ladies Townsend, we were speaking about the works that we do are going to speak for us in time. See, this is why it's important for you, brothers and sisters, to live a wholesome, righteous life in the sight of Yahusha. And not only in him, the life that you live can be a better sermon than any sermon you can preach that you'll ever get off of Google.
Come on now.
The way that you treat your neighbors on a day-to-day basis. The way that, watch this, the way that you act on the job. I'm not telling you to be a flunky for nobody, but you are a representative of the Most High.
That's right.
Even on your job. Listen, to those of you that are working, those of you that are working and working at these penitentiaries, those of you that are working, let me share something with you. Yahusha does not expect you to put your hands on a convict. He does not expect you to be bringing in contraband and taking out contraband. He doesn't expect you, if you say that you are a believer in the things of the Most High, he doesn't expect you to get caught up in what they call fraternization.
Amen.
And yet many so-called men and women of God have got caught up in there. Many women have ended up having extramarital affairs with the convicts. Many of the men are having extramarital affairs with the convicts. And I'm talking about men in men prison as well as women in women prisons. So you see, the works that we do will speak for us, brothers and sisters. Those works are being recorded and noted duly on a day-to-day basis. And so that I can share you, how, let you know how much the works that you do will speak for you. Lady Townsend, if you will, go to the book of Acts, chapter 9. Starting at the, I think I marked it off for you. Where it started, is it 32?
32.
Read that, please. I want our listening audience to understand it, because it's important to know that Yahusha is monitoring what we do minute by minute, second by second.
Oh, yes.
And even when it appears that the devil has got the best of our situation, I assure you, he does not. You might be behind prison bars right now, but Yahusha is still in charge. They gave you a life sentence, but Yahusha is still in charge. And we're seeing all the time where people are being vindicated, did 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years behind prison bars for something that they didn't do. But what you don't understand is that sometimes Yahusha does that to preserve our life, too. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Amen. Acts, the 9th chapter, and the 32nd verse. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. And there he found a certain man named Ananias.
Ananias.
Which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of palsy.
You know what that means? This man was laid up sick. Now watch this. He was one of the saints of the Most High.
Well.
And Yahusha came to set the captive free. This man was sick for 8 years. Watch this. Bedridden. Couldn't get up out of his bed. In other words, he wasn't living. He was just existing. And I'm here to tell you, if the word of the Most High says that Yahuwah's son, Yahusha, came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, then the Apostle Peter unquestionably and undeniably understood that we cannot just sit back and just not do nothing. Especially, watch this, for the saints of the Most High. We must empower them with the power that the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Ghost, left with us. Now, the question is, are you operating in that power?
Come on now. Come
on. As a believer, are you operating in that power? Are the works that you're doing that you say Yahusha put in you, is it speaking for you today?
My.
Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
And Peter said unto him,
Ananias,
Jesus Christ, which is
Yahusha HaMashiach.
Yes. Make it thee whole.
Listen at that. Yahusha HaMashiach.
Yes.
King James translated it as Jesus Christ.
Right.
That was under Constantinism. But yet and still, that was the name that they used back in his day.
Yes.
Yahusha HaMashiach.
Yes.
What did he do?
He maketh thee whole.
He maketh thee whole, and then?
Arise.
Arise.
And make thy bed. And he arose immediately.
So what instructions are you getting after you receive the prayer? What instructions are you getting after you receive prayer for the cancer, the diabetes? What instructions are you given? Just as even when the Lord, Yahuwah, sent the prophet to tell Hezekiah, get your house in order, you're going to die. But then there were some instructions that came later on after he told Hezekiah, I'm going to add 15 more years onto your life. And here's where the instructions that were given later on. Take a lump of figs and lay on the boil. You see, beloved, after you receive prayer, there must be some follow-up that takes place. After I pray for you about the cancer, there must be some follow-up. After I pray for you for the diabetes, there must be some follow-up. After I pray for you for the glaucoma, or the sugar, diabetes, there's got to be some follow-up. And then what else, Lady Townsend?
Amen. And all that dwelt at Lydia and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Now,
so, go ahead.
There was not at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha.
Now, listen at this. When in an age now where we're trying to make difference in men and women, because that's what Roman colonization does.
Come on, preacher.
Roman colonization understood that even back in the times of Africa, that the kings and queens reigned together, even in righteousness. Now, make no mistake, the queen had the utmost respect for her king, and she did not usurp authority, except they were of a, watch this, demonic frame of mind, like Jezebel was, which also was a black woman, and her husband Ahab was a black man. Which goes to show that we do have men that are letting their wives destroy the church today. That's not supposed to be. No, it's not supposed to be. Ahab was the king, but Jezebel was running the show. That is not how Yahuwah operates. As a matter of fact, the husband is the head in the house. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? And then comes the wife. And then come the children. And sometimes we've got that all mixed up.
Yep.
Some listen, even